This Paul W. Smith podcast is brought to you by Dow Automotive Systems. Build stronger, lighter vehicles. Learn how at Betamate.com. And also brought to you by the McComb Group. Customer service and satisfaction is their first priority.
Yes, sir. And you're invited to join the Paul W. Smith Show, WJR, and Eastern Michigan University for Ethos Week, March 15th through the 19th. This week-long annual event promotes business ethics and furthers ethics education. In honor of Ethos Week, WJR is giving you the opportunity to win a $50 gift certificate to Opus One. Visit the Paul W. Smith Show page at WJR.com and answer our ethics-related trivia questions for your chance to win. More details and rules, again, at WJR.com. Well, Annabelle and Bear is a film that was made entirely in Michigan with a 100% Michigan crew. Music and talent, Royal Oak-based Radish Creative Group produced the film, and Amy Weber, a Michigan native, wrote and directed this heartfelt story. And it just so happens that Amy joins us. Amy, how are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. How are you?
Very well, thank you. First of all, heartfelt story. Give us a little background on what this film is all about, Annabelle and Bear.
Well, it's a story about a loner biker type named Bear who finds his life suddenly turned upside down when his drug-addicted ex-girlfriend drops off their 2-year-old daughter one night. It's actually his 36th birthday that this happens. And she leaves her behind and forces Bear to deal with his past, as well as the reality of being a full-time single father. It's a tender and emotional journey that really illustrates how the love of this little girl heals this man in so many ways and teaches him that it's safe to love again.
So, here is a story that I'm sure at the onset there, Amy, starts off with some sadness because there's some adults here with some issues in the midst of having a child together. And at the end, I'm sure the heartfelt part is maybe the guy ends up growing up a little bit.
Absolutely. I think there's been a lot of pain in Bear's life, starting with a mother who was very dominant and didn't always treat Bear very well. His best friend happened to be his father. He lost him years before, and his mother remarried. There was a lot of pain, and of course, this ongoing, long relationship that he's had with the character Annie, who is the mother of Annabelle. And so there's been a lot of disappointment in his life and a lot of reason to close off to love. And Annabelle shows him, just by being the little angel that she is, and people everywhere are falling in love with this little girl, she is definitely difficult to not fall in love with. She's an amazing spirit, and for Bear, she opens him up quite quickly, actually, and we see that transformation happen.
Proves to be the inspiration to turn his life around.
Yes.
Well, another interesting twist here, Amy, is that the preview screening gala is going to take place on the 20th of this month at the Music Hall in beautiful Detroit. It'll benefit Starfish Family Services, an Inkster-based nonprofit organization dedicated to creating brighter futures for the children of at-risk families and children right here in southeastern Michigan. That's pretty cool.
Yeah, we are thrilled to host this event for Starfish. When they were brought to our attention when we were in search of an organization that fit within the theme of Annabelle and Bear, Starfish was the perfect fit because of their dedication to children and their dedication to helping families in at-risk situations become stronger as parents through education and through their support programs that they have. Just an amazing organization.
Now, Amy, let me ask you this. You're a Michigan native. You know the conflict that the state has had with the motion picture industry, many in favor of it, like our own Mitch Albom, others saying that we gave away the store. You are in the business. How do you feel about this?
Well, I have firsthand experience of how this incentive has changed people's lives. I've been within the industry for about 16 years professionally, and never have I seen a single-handed piece of legislation change people's lives the way this has. My take on this is it's fairly simple, and it comes from a perspective of just being a supporter of the state. Anything that changes or offers hope and offers change in a positive way to wake people up, to get them off their couches, to get them to live again and be productive citizens of our community, I think it's a wonderful thing. And I had crew members come up to me because, as you may know, we opened our doors to Michiganders to have a film experience. And we said, if you want to be a part of a film and you fit a criteria and you are enthusiastic and you have a passion for this industry and you want to change your life, come out and be a part of the filmmaking experience. And we had over 200 crew members, many of which have never worked on a film before. And without the film incentive, Annabelle and Bear would not have been possible because I personally wouldn't have been able to afford to fund it. But I had people come up to me and say, thank you so much for doing this. You've changed my life. And I said, well, you've changed your life. You're here. You're doing it. And they said, I was on my couch, depressed. I lost my job. I had no hope. And I was living in a state that all I heard about was negative, negative, negative over and over again. And when I saw this news report about coming out and working on this film, it was like, really? I could work on a film?
And that's perfect.
It changed my life.
Well, I'll let folks know as far as the preview gala goes, Ticketmaster.com. Tickets are $15 each and include the screening of the film and the Afterglow reception, no less. That's on February 20th at the Music Hall. Or you can go to AnnabelleandBear.com. Amy, thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. I need to tell you that event is sold out.
Oh!
It is sold out. But we are going to be offering a second screening because of the high demand of ticket sales, and we will be announcing that very soon, where that will be and when that will be.
All right, Amy, thank you very much. We are out of time. Folks, thank you very much. I had a wonderful time this week. Paul returns Monday. Brian Morton, thank you. And Thomas, thank you. Rosanna Lubienski-Kelly, thank you. Frank Beckman, thank you. Well, you're up next on WJR.
Talking about what matters to you. Paul W. Smith Mornings. Catch it live on News Talk 760 WJR AM. And stay up to date online at WJR.com.